Good morning, Brussels. Wednesday, March 4th, 2026. I'm Manikin, and what a day of news we have.
And I'm Lean. Heartbreaking start today. A 5-year-old child was critically injured near Port de Hal yesterday after being hit by a Walloon Leetec bus around 5:30 in the evening. The child was rushed to hospital. Circumstances are still unclear.
Meanwhile, Belgium is organizing a massive repatriation from the Middle East. Foreign Affairs Minister Maxime Prevot announced military flights to bring home 26,000 Belgian nationals, including 2,400 tourists. They're working with France, Luxembourg, the UK, and the Netherlands. Could take several days with airspace still closed.
Back in Brussels politics, Catherine Moreau is back as mayor of Molenbeek after a 13-month absence. She told Bruges she will never let it get that far again, whatever that means exactly.
Mark your calendars. The STIB is warning of major disruptions on March 12th. National Strike Day against federal reforms. Metro, tram, bus, all of it. So if you were planning to get anywhere that day, maybe don't.
Some good news, though. A Brussels to Milan night train launches in September. European sleeper via Cologne and Zurich. Finally, a civilized way to get to Italy without flying. Also, the Schumann roundabout works should be done by autumn, says Minister Quintin.
And another accident yesterday. An e-scooter rider is in life-threatening condition after colliding with a De Line bus at Place Rogier. Two serious bus-related accidents in one day. Brussels, we need to talk about road safety.
That's your Brussels morning briefing. Stay safe on those streets and remember the 12th of March. Plan ahead. A bientôt.